Prologue.
It's time to go. I brought the standing shields to divert the extra power to the takeoff. I never really thought I'd leave this planet again, but I'd hoped. There's always hope.
How far is it to your ship? It better not be too far. With your shields down, we're a sitting target for the Star Cruiser up above.
Oh, it's not far. Not far at all. Computers, begin liftoff procedures.
Owen looked blankly at his ancestor as the room began to shake and rumble around him. Far below, under his feet, he could hear the building roar of mighty engines.
Wait a minute! Wait just a damn minute! Your ship is part of the Standing? We're in it now?
Not part. The Standing is the ship, and vice versa.
We're going into hyperspace in a stone castle that's been sitting around for 9 centuries?
We built to last in my day. Talk to your computer if you want more details.
Oz, are you still there? Talk to me.
Yes, I'm still here. You wouldn't believe how cramped it is. Some of these systems are positively prehistory. I can't believe I'm supposed to live in something this small. There isn't room to swing a neuron.
Talk to me about the castle, Oz, or I swear I'll reprogram you with a blunt spoon. Is it really a starship?
Oh, yes. A bit slow and stately, but it'll get you there. Hang on to your hat, Owen. It's going to be rather a bumpy takeoff.
On the bridge of the Dauntless, Silence and Frost watched speechlessly as the last standing of the Deathstalker clan tore itself out of the ground and leapt up into the air. Powerful energies roared around it. The jungle was flattened for miles around by the backblast, but the castle rose into the air as smoothly as any starship.
I don't believe it. A stone starship?
Gunnery officer, open fire!